Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold and their newest AgriGold Giant 107-day A6408, available for 2014 in Roundup Ready and also VT Triple Pro Rib. More information on A6408, including yield and dry down data, is at AgriGold.com.
This program comes to you from the Urbana-Champaign campus of the University of Illinois. Let's check in now with meteorologist Ed Kieser. He has a look at the weather forecast for South America.
It stayed extremely dry across much of Brazil and extremely wet across much of Argentina through the middle of this past week. Now improvement in weather for crops is coming in South America, but some concerns remain. Unusually hot and dry weather continued through this past Wednesday across much of Brazil, maintaining stressful conditions for crops. Only Mato Grosso has had sufficient rainfall in recent weeks. The upper air high pressure system, responsible for the prolonged hot and dry period, finally started to lose its grip on Brazil in recent days. That is now opening the door to much needed rain. Over the coming week, the greatest rainfall, averaging about 2 to 4 inches, is expected across western growing areas of Brazil, namely Mato Grosso and Mato Grosso do Sul. Much of the neighboring country of Paraguay and southern Brazil should also share in this increased rainfall, including Rio Grande do Sul, Santa Catarina, and Paraná. The heat wave has also just ended in south Brazil, cutting back on crop stress. Farther north, some areas will also likely receive a little rain in the coming week, but amounts should mostly remain below average across Sao Paulo, Goiás, Bahia, and especially Minas Gerais. Weather in this section of southeast Brazil will still have to be monitored closely because soils are already extremely dry. Late planted full-season crops and second-season crops in southeast Brazil are probably going to stay stressed. In Argentina, heavy rain is ending for at least several days, except in the western state of San Luis. There is concern that rainfall will pick up across most Argentina production areas again next week, where many fields are currently soaked. In the meantime, temperatures will be on the cool side through the weekend, so there is no threat of heat stress. The break in the rain will also allow for some standing water to evaporate in the coming days.
Todd Gleason services are made available to WILL by University of Illinois Extension.